Why did God ever create cocklebur plants? All they do is get stuck in our dog's fur, and they're so painful.
Did you know that those painful plants help to create Velcro? It's true. Do you know what Velcro is? I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. One day, a dog got covered up in prickly plants. His owner noticed how the little hooks stuck to the dog's fur. He took that idea and invented something called Velcro. You know, it's like the black strap on your shoes that might stick them together. He learned from what God had already made. Everything God has created shows how wise he is. And if you look around, you'll see a lot of great things he's made. Psalm 104 says, "Lord, you created so many things. With your wisdom, you made them all. The earth is full of living things you made." Now, our story is called Awesome Wisdom. The Reed family was seated around the picnic table playing a board game when Eliana looked up. "Oh, no," she wailed. "Not again." Parker groaned. Arthur, their collie, was almost totally covered with cockleburs. "I'm guessing you just had to go chase after a squirrel," said Parker. "Or was it a rabbit this time?" Eliana sighed. "Dad, why did God create cocklebur plants?" "Well, I don't know for sure," said Dad. "But I once heard of another dog that was covered with cockleburs many years ago. While his owner was picking them off, he noticed the small hooks on the burrs and how they clung to each other. That gave him an idea that eventually earned him quite a bit of money." Dad grinned at Eliana. "What holds the strap in place across the top of your sandals?" Eliana pulled one strap loose. "It's called Velcro." Dad nodded. "The man who invented it got the idea from those cockleburs. He's just one of many people who studied things in nature and then used what they learned to invent or improve things we use in everyday life. God's wisdom has been discovered in hundreds of the things he created." Parker slapped at a mosquito. "I'm pretty sure no one has found any use for mosquitoes, though," he said. "Actually, scientists have been studying mosquitoes," said Mom. "They've used what they've learned from them to make hypodermic needles less painful." "Wow, that's great. I hate getting shots," said Parker. "And I thought the only good mosquito was a dead one." "All of creation shows us that we have an awesome God," Dad said. "Even things like cockleburs and mosquitoes. Those things reflect God's wisdom, too, even if we don't recognize it at first." "It's crazy to me that God gave mosquitoes and cockleburs a purpose," Eliana said. "It's the same with things in our lives," Mom said. "We can always trust God's wisdom, even with things we don't understand. He created us and sent Jesus to save us because he has a purpose for us. Even when things happen that don't make sense to us, we can trust him." She looked at Arthur. "All right, let's get all those burrs out of Arthur's coat before they get tangled or even worse." Well, how about you? Do you sometimes wonder why God created things that seem bad? He has a purpose for everything, even when we can't see what it is. Jesus' death on the cross seemed awful at first, but it led to the biggest miracle ever, his resurrection. Because of this, we can pray that when we don't understand, God would help us find peace in his wisdom. Our key verse is Psalm 104:24.
"Oh Lord, how many are your works? You made them all in wisdom. The earth is full of what you have made."
And our key thought for today: you have an awesome God. If you have teen brothers or sisters, you know how busy they are. It can be tough to make time for God, but the new Unlocked app makes it easy. You can check it out at unlocked.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.